It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, friend. Welcome back to Fresh Oil. I'm Keith Manley, and this week we have a brand new series we've been doing called Built for the Fire. And today's message is entitled Carriers of the Flame. Now, what does it mean to carry the flame of God? It means more than just surviving life's fire. It means being ignited by the fire of the Holy Spirit. It means to be walking into a cold, dark world, but you're carrying the warmth, the power, and the purity of heaven's flame within you. We're not just fire survivors. We are fire barriers. You know, in Acts chapter 2 and verses 3 and 4, it says they saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them, and all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit. You see, fire has always marked God's people. From the book of Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation, fire has been the signature of God's presence. You remember Moses. In the book of Exodus, God appeared to Moses in a burning bush. And in Leviticus, the altar fire was never to go out. In the book of 1 Kings, God answered Elijah's prayer with fire from heaven. And then in Acts 2, like we just read, the fire fell upon the church on the day of Pentecost and filled those in the upper room, filled them with the Holy Spirit, and cloven tongues of fire came down and rested upon each of them. You know, in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 19, the Bible says, "Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit?" And in the Old Testament, the flame burned in the tabernacle. But now you are the tabernacle. We, as God's church, are His tabernacle. He lives within us. We're a lampstand. The light of the world now is Jesus that shows His light through us to this world. And you're also the altar today where God's flame burns in our life as we are living a life as a living sacrifice. So the fire no longer lives in a tent. It now lives within us. And we are called to be carriers of the flame. You know, every Olympic Games begins with the lighting of the torch. And that flame is carried across nations until it reaches the host city. And the flame is protected and it's watched. It's never allowed to go out. And you know, that's how we are meant to live. Not just inspired, but lit with the fire of the Holy Spirit. And once lit, we're responsible to carry the flame faithfully, boldly, and consistently as we live out the Christian life. The question is, are you keeping the flame burning? Now, I believe there are three qualities of flame-carrying Christians, and I want to share them with you for just a few minutes here. Listen to this today. In Romans 12 and verse 11, this is what it says. Never be lacking in zeal. Keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Now, I know we've all had times of burnout, times when it just seemed like the flame was not burning as passionately or brightly as it has some other time in our life. But listen, there's a difference between duty and desire. A flame carrier walks in intimacy with God. They burn for what burns in His heart. They serve not because they have to, but because there's a fire lit within them. And I believe today God wants our lives to be ignited with the flame of the Holy Spirit. Secondly, people that carry the flame, they shine in the darkness. Jesus put it this way in Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 through 16. He said, "You are the light of the world. Let your light shine before others." So you don't have to shout your light, you just shine it. Live with integrity. Love deeply. Extend grace to those around you. And very importantly, speak truth. Darkness has no defense against a burning life. You know, when Jesus was in the world, He said, "I'm the light of the world." But now He tells us He has went back to the Father, and we are the light of the world as His light shines through us. The third thing about carriers of the flame, is they spread the flame. See, fire ignites when it touches something flammable. And carriers of the flame, they're contagious. When you're filled with the Spirit of God, you don't just contain fire. You release it and you spread it. You've just got to tell somebody about what you've encountered and what you've experienced with Jesus Christ. You light up dry hearts and you stir revival in those who are discouraged, and you remind others that God is real, He's near, and He's powerful. You know, in Leviticus chapter 6 and verse 13, God commanded this. He said, "The fire must keep burning on the altar continuously. It must not go out." And that's still true. You and I have been given the flame of God's Holy Spirit as He lives within us. Now we are the temple of God. He now resides within us, but we're responsible to tend the fire. You say, "How do you do that, Pastor Keith?" Here's how. You stay in the Word of God, because the Word is fuel for the fire in your life. You live in worship. Worship keeps your heart soft and responsive towards God. You pray in the Spirit. Prayer stirs the coals and it awakens your awareness of God. And then you obey quickly as the Spirit speaks in your heart. The more you obey, the more God trusts you with His fire. Let the fire be nurtured today and not neglected in your life. You know, during a brutal winter, there was a missionary in Russia, and he kept warm using an old iron stove. And every night, he'd load the stove with wood and coal. He'd seal it tight, and then he would pray that it would burn all night. And it did. You know why? Because he prepared it. And your soul is the same way. You don't wait for Sunday morning to get the fire burning in your heart. You prepare it every day with your spiritual walk, with prayer and reading the Word of God. So the fire keeps burning through those night seasons in your life. You know, fire is contagious. The early church in Acts, they didn't grow because of clever strategies or six-point formulas to make the church grow. They didn't even have social media or Facebook. But they grew fast because they were carriers of the flame. People saw what was going on in their lives, and they wanted what the early church had, and the church grew. It spread across the world. They walked in boldness. They loved sacrificially, and they prayed fervently. And when the fire fell at Pentecost, it didn't just stay in the upper room. It spread. What started in a room, it spilled out into the streets, and the world has never been the same since that day. The flame still spreads when believers carry it boldly. I want to encourage you today to let God rekindle you, rekindle the fire that was once burning bright in your heart. Maybe the flame has dimmed. Maybe life has disappointed you, or burnout has left you cold. Here's the good news. God can rekindle what feels like dying embers. I love in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 6, Paul was talking to his spiritual son Timothy, and this is what he said to him. He said, "Timothy, fan into flame the gift of God which is in you." So we ask the Holy Spirit today to blow on the embers, to rekindle the fire that once burned bright in our lives, and let it burn again. My friend, don't just settle for a flicker when God made you to carry a blazing fire in your life. You know, you might ask today the subject, "Keith, how does fire die? How do we lose the fire?" You know, fires don't usually go out in a flash. They fade gradually. They die when they're neglected, when they're smothered by distractions, or they're exposed to the cold winds of discouragement, where they run out of fuel. And I believe many believers today are walking around with cold spirits, not because God has left them, but because they stopped tending the fire. See, the Holy Spirit is still present, but the flame needs stirring. So let me ask you, when's the last time you really stoked the fire in your spirit? When's the last time you just took some time to just be alone with God and get into His Word and feel the warmth of His presence, the burn of His conviction in your life? or the light of his voice guiding you? See, when Paul said those words to Timothy, fan into flame the gift of God that's within you, it shows us that we have a role in this. So we rekindle the fire by returning to the Word. Scripture is fuel. It's dry wood for the fire of your spirit. And the more you feed on the Word of God, the hotter the fire in your heart will burn. And then pray until the spark catches. Don't just toss up a two-minute prayer. Linger. Spend time with God and worship. And speak in faith and let the wind of the Spirit blow again. And then repent when it's needed. Nothing kills a fire faster than hidden sin in our lives. So confess it. Clear the altar of your heart and make room for fire to fall once again. And surround yourself with fire starters. Get around people that are on fire and not those wet blankets. You know, some people just love to put out the fire in your life. Fellowship with the people who stir up your passion for Jesus Christ. I'm reminded of the priests in the Old Testament who were commanded to keep the fire on the altar burning continually. Imagine, that was their job. And God told them the fire must be kept burning on the altar continuously. It must not go out. Now, that's not just about a physical fire. It's a picture of our lives. The fire of the Holy Spirit should be a continually burning fire on the altar of our hearts, not just on Sundays, not just on youth camp, or not just during a revival service, but every single day of our life, that fire is needed. If the fire in your life has grown dim, you don't need to feel ashamed. God's not done with you. The embers are still there. And with a little stoking, some prayer, and some worship, and some time in God's Word, that fire can come back to life. You don't need to live in spiritual coldness. God made you to burn passionately with His fire. I can remember in my younger days when my family would go camping. Boy, there was nothing I loved better than lighting a fire and sitting around that fire. But there were times you had to just stoke the fire. You had to just move the logs around and keep it burning bright. And that's what God wants us to do today. He wants us to keep the flame burning in our hearts and burning bright. So today I want to encourage a friend to fan into flame the gift of God. It's within you already. He put His fire in your heart the day you were born again. And get alone with Him. Lay your heart bare and ask the Holy Spirit to breathe on you again. And it may start small, just a flicker, just a whisper, but if you tend it, it'll grow until your whole life becomes a burning testimony of His power and His presence. We're talking today on Fresh Oil about rekindling the fire that God put inside of our heart. Let me pray for you today. Father, we ask for fire today, not fire of destruction, but of devotion. We ask You to set our hearts ablaze again, to let us burn with holy passion, shine in darkness, and carry Your flame into this lost and dying world, God, with faithfulness. Ignite every dry place today. Make us carriers of Your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, you were never meant to just survive the fire. You were meant to carry it into your family, into your church, into your city. You are called to be a carrier of the flame. Thank you so much for joining me today on Fresh Oil. It's so good to be with you each and every day. Walk in grace today and walk also in fresh oil. God loves you. He really does.
If you're enjoying the ministry of Fresh Oil, check out some of the resources we have available online. Keith Manley has authored a number of books that are available on Amazon.com, including his memoir, This Is My Story. His book, The Grace Revolution, is also available, along with a number of novels in paperback, hardcover, and Kindle ebook. His music is available on Apple Music, Spotify, and all the streaming platforms. Thanks for your support for this radio ministry.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and he makes his mercies new every morning.